Okay, tonight's halacha. The Gemara speaks very severely. The Gemara speaks very severely against answering an Omen Yosoma. The Gemara describes a terrible onesh for someone that answers an Omen Yosoma. What is an Omen Yosoma? There's various interpretations. The interpretation I want to tell you tonight, I think people are nichshalin, and that's why we're saying it tonight. You have to know the bracha that's being made to answer Amen. Now, let's say during Chazaras HaShatz, people space out, and they think they're being very frum, and they hear everybody go, Amen, Amen, and they're not focused on what the bracha was. That's an Amen Yosoma, and it's you're not supposed to answer Amen Yosoma. Better don't answer Amen. I would suggest that most of the time that we say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach, that Amen is an Amen Yosoma. I don't think we're focused on what we're answering Amen to. You're answering Amen on the Kaddish that came before. V'yomol d'vroch yirusei v'yomichmach husei v'chayichonu v'michonu v'chayei v'chol beis Yisrael v'agolov v'zman kariv. And you're saying Amen to what came before, and then you're saying Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach. It's not Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach. It's Amen on what came before. And if you're not focused on what came before, if you don't have like a glimmer or some sort of idea of what, and also, you know, you pass by a shul, you say, people saying Amen, you also say Amen, that's wrong, you're not supposed to. So it should be nizer. To answer Amen to a bracha, you have to know what bracha, you don't have to hear the bracha, but you have to know what bracha is being said, otherwise it's Chas v'Shalom, you're running into a shaila of an Amen Yosoma.